The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, BLG, you have been in the lab. You have been working, tinkering, formulating, and now you have the Week 13 power rankings. They are up on bleedinggreennation.com. You should definitely go and check those out. Let me ask you this at the top of your power rankings. I know the Cardinals were on a bye. But did you give any thought to putting Green Bay first? Because they didn't just beat the Rams. They killed the Rams. I know that L.A. scored a couple points at the end of the game to make it look closer than it was. But the Packers were mauling them. And to me, that was a massive statement win to go out and play a huge rival, or not a rival, but a competitor in the NFC, the big bad Rams, you know, the team that was all in. They had that tweet with, what's his name there, John Malkovich splashing the pot. They haven't won a game since then, by the way. But I just thought it was a very impressive win by the Packers, and I know it's like not fair to bump the Cardinals down because they didn't do anything to deserve it, but I just was really impressed by Green Bay.
Yeah, I think it's like a 1A, 1B kind of thing right now, and obviously the Packers beat the Cardinals this season in Green Bay. So if you want to put them ahead, you know, that's fine. I think we're kind of splitting hairs a little bit there. I just feel like the Cards are in a good spot in terms of they're potentially getting Kyler and DeAndre Hopkins back. I also, they get the Bears this week, so I think it's a nice way to ease back in. And their schedule as a whole, the rest of the season, if you go by strength of schedule, they actually have the second easiest remaining schedule in the league. Now, Packers have, I think, the third. So both of those teams very much pushing still for the number one seed in the NFC. Kind of feels like things are maybe coming together for the Packers in terms of this really, truly being like the last dance season and the annoying Aaron Rodgers Packers season that like basically no one except Packers fans, I guess, are really rooting for. But certainly really big. I called it a statement win. I think it's a statement win over the Rams.
Let's get into our MVP and LVP points of the week. I will go first with my first MVP since I have two of them. We talked about it a little bit, but I reluctantly have to give it to Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
You know, I feel like he is having the opposite season of Russell Wilson. You know, they both basically wanted out this offseason. They both criticized the teams that they were on. And Rodgers has come back, and instead of making a big show about how everything was good between him and the head coach and all that, like Russ did with Pete Carroll, Rodgers just went back to work. He's got the Packers winning. He's playing well, even when he's hurt. I mean, he's got a busted toe, and he's still pulling away a handoff and running and basically beating Jalen Ramsey to the goal line for a touchdown. Like, he's rolling right now. He has not lost two straight games with Matt LaFleur as a head coach. They never get bogged down. They might lose here and there, but they never drive into the pothole and just derail their season. So I hate to do it because I can't stand him, but he's really freaking good, and Aaron Rodgers gets my MVP point this week.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.